This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we will look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shafi. For Allah is the one who provides the cure. And that is the definition to the name Ash-Shafi, the one who provides and brings the cure. And no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides a cure for everything, whether it be related to our health, related to our heart, related to our mind, related to our soul, and so on. And of course, we hear a lot of people talking about this vaccine. And I'm not going to dedicate this khutbah about the vaccine just yet. There's a lot of research that has been done, that has been published. There's a lot that the imams across Canada have said and, you know, pretty much united upon and encourage people based on advice given by Muslim professionals in the medical field. But we're not going to talk about that today. I want you all to look and do your research and study first. I don't think any one of us is really jumping to get the vaccine right now or has the opportunity to get it within this week. And so we will postpone that a little bit, inshallah ta'ala. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shafi and the one who provides the cure makes us think all the time. that if there's a pandemic, or if there's an illness, or any kind of disease that may spread or can travel from person to person, even if it is a flu, then we immediately try to find cure, or try to find protection before we need to seek a cure. And this is where I want to remind every single one of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides the cure. But first of all, we need to ask ourselves, what is it that I am worried about? Am I worried about my physical health, or am I worried about my spiritual well-being? How is my health and how is my iman? Which one of the two is more valuable to us? For someone can be in the hospital, unable to speak, unable to move, unable to do anything, but have iman. And that may be more valuable to that person than the person who's a billionaire or trillionaire, who is able to travel the world, who can skydive whenever they want, and go rafting whenever they want, and to chill and enjoy life as much as they want, but have no iman. The question there really is, my brothers and sisters, how much time have we spent focusing, talking about, discussing the vaccine, the cures, the abilities, the medical advice, and so on and so forth? And how much time in this last week or two have we spent focusing on where is my iman? Have I missed a prayer? Do I even care that I sleep through Fajr? Do I even mind that I haven't opened the Quran since last Ramadan? When was the last time I even thought or considered fasting a day in the life of ourselves? And so that's really what the reminder is about today, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shafi. And whenever someone was ill with anything, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as his wives would tell us, he would come to them and he would put his hand, his right hand on them, more particularly where the pain is. If the pain was in the knee or the leg, or if the pain was somewhere else in the head, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put his hand on it. And there are multiple narrations of different things that can be said. Ayat of the Quran, dua, and so on. But one in particular that is agreed upon, both in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma rabbin nas. So he puts his hand on the patient and he says, Allahumma rabbin nas, adhib al-bas, ishfihi wa anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa, shifa'an la yuhadiru sakhara. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out to the Lord of the one who created every single one of us. Allahumma rabbin nas. Every single one of us is a creation of Allah. And He is our Lord. And the cure comes from Him alone. And He affirms that He, Allah, is a shafi. La shifa'an illa shifa'uk. There is no healing except that that comes from you. But that does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that we should not take medicines. That does not mean that it is impermissible Islamically to take a Tylenol when you have a headache. That does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, if iman is lost, it's because Allah let it go. What that means is we need to work at finding the cure. Because the action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an indication that you can't just sit there and expect something to fall from the sky. You have to work towards it. You have to ask for it. You have to put some time and energy into it or behind it. And so Allah is the one who provides a cure to the heart. The doubts that we have, the doubts that we may have with regards to the deen, with regards to our belief, the hatred that lives within our hearts, the envy and jealousy, right, that is within us, all of these are diseases of the heart. And I know many of us, when we think of a disease of the heart, we think of cholesterol. We think of, you know, an artery being blocked. We think of surgeries needed to be done. But really, Islamically, when we say there's a disease in our heart, it means I have too much jealousy. I have too much envy. I have too much hatred. And I need help to cure myself from these issues. Then we look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Shafi, as the one who cures the body from any kind of illness or disease, including that of the coronavirus, this pandemic that we are currently experiencing, COVID-19, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about cure. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we forget a famous little statement that our parents taught us when we were children. It goes like this: لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We all know that Allah is in control. We all state that there is no power and no might except that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can harm us except that Allah wants it to harm us. Nothing can help us except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it the command to help us. And there are certain things that we learn in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well with regards to cures. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the first part of the hadith, and this one is in Sahih Muslim, he says, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ. For every illness, there is a cure. There is a medicine. There is something that will cure it. For every illness, there is a cure. And in another narration, this one is in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ دَاءٍ إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not brought down an illness except He has also provided for it the cure. And that goes with everything. And I've used this example before, especially when we talk about cancer. A lot of us, we say there's no cure for cancer. There is a cure for cancer. There's a cure for every illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided it. Where it is, hunt it. Search for it. Look for it. Research, study, dig deeper, and try. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide that cure. To conclude, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to seeking medical advice or seeking assistance from medicine, we have to remember that if it is taking away our iman, if we believe in the medicine more than we believe in Allah, there's a problem. But if we believe that Allah puts the cure in the medicine, and if I take the medicine, it can cure me with the command of Allah, or it cannot cure me with the command of Allah. But ultimately, I will seek cure, and if Allah wants me to be cured, alhamdulillah. If Allah doesn't want me to be cured from this, alhamdulillah, I will continue to search for something else. And so, my brothers and sisters, remember, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when we are sick or inflicted with an illness, it is Allah who is the one who cures us, Ash-Shafi. And so the same way that a person seeks assistance through food when they're hungry, or water when they're thirsty, or sleep when they're tired, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to seek cure from illness through medicines and other herbs and things that are out there that doctors have searched and looked for as a cure from Allah, not from anyone else. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wa al-muslimin. Allahumma ighfir lana wa arhamna wa sahbina wa afina. Allahumma barik lana fi dinina wa dunyana ya rabbal alamin. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure every single one of us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a means of our forgiveness of our sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a deeper understanding of this deen and to put our hope and trust in Him and Him first and foremost. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to understand that He is a Shafi, that all cure comes from Him, and that He created illness and created a cure as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and protect our children and the future progeny of this ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to live and to die upon Iman and Islam and to make us a means of spreading this deen far and wide. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all those and grant safety and assistance and health and wealth and prosperity to everyone that is suffering in different parts of the world, whether it be in Palestine, in Syria, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Burma, or in Central Africa. Wherever it be on earth, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them ease and remove the oppression upon them. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please make sure your cell phones are silent. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmi. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما دينكم وليدين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إِنَّ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Jazakallah khairan, my brothers and sisters, for your cooperation. Alhamdulillah, you see the parking lot is probably serving its purpose a lot better than it was before. Please do be patient with the volunteers for the next couple of weeks until the process of entry and exit is designed and sort of crafted to make it easier for us to come and go. And make sure that you do donate as generously as possible on this blessed Friday. The masjid. Jazakallah khairan, barakallahu feekum, assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.